Tanya for the 24th day of Cheshvan is in Igeres HaKedesh on Daf Kuf Nun Aleph, Amud Aleph. The number at the bottom of the page is 586, and it is the beginning of Simon Lamed of the 30th letter. In this letter, the Alter Rebbe urges Hasidim to give as much tzedakah to Eretz Yisrael in this particular year as they did in the year before, in spite of the difficulties. He also explains the greatness of giving a lot of tzedakah and how that affects the divine attributes above. Muda zeis mashom rizal kol harog yilov ilabes haknesis v'yeim echod lebo. It is well known, the statement of the Gemara, that one who comes every day to shul and one day he doesn't show, HaKadosh Baruch Hu she'il olov, God inquires about him. Shenemar mi b'chem yirei Hashem, etc. As it says in the Navi, that when a person doesn't come to the place of light, he's in a place of darkness, God asks where he is. So that even though he's in a place of darkness, means he's having trouble, it's a difficult year, still, if he is in the habit of coming to shul, when he is not there, his absence is noticed. V'chein b'chol ha-mitzvahs, the same is true with all mitzvahs, not only with davening, or b'frat mitzvahs ha-tzedakah, sheshkula, k'neged kol ha-mitzvahs. So it is certainly true concerning the mitzvah of tzedakah that is considered equal to all other mitzvahs. Hagam shehibli neder chas v'sholem, although when a person gives tzedakah one year, it is without any vow at all, God forbid. He's not taking on a vow of giving the same. For the coming year, afa pikein, so in spite of the fact that it's not a vow, kol hachayu asher noga yiras Hashem belibam, all those valiant ones who are moved by the fear of God, le yo'aso l'nafshom ha'likis, it is not appropriate to their godly soul. It doesn't befit their godly soul, loses migrois bakedesh, to make a fault or a lack in holiness, to create a lapse in holiness, masha kvar hurgilu mideshono, from that which they have already become in the habit of giving every year, lahafish memeidom, to separate a part of their money, meid. Is a reference to the money, as it says in the Shema, b'chol avavcha, b'chol nafshcha, b'chol meidecha, meidecha. According to one interpretation, means money. L'hacha yes zuach shvelim v'nitkoyim, the less lehein negamehein, to separate part of your money for those, to enliven those that are downcast, and to revive those who have been humbled, because they have nothing of their own, which is a reference to the poor here on earth, hibichina sukas David hanifeles, but it is also a reference to the sukkah of David that has fallen, which, as we learned earlier in Tanya, that's a reference to Malchus of Atzilus, that Malchus of Atzilus is fallen in that it is the origin, it is the source of creation of finite worlds, so that Malchus in Atzilus falls, so to speak, in its involvement with the lower worlds. To raise up and to exalt, so that there is a union of one to one. In other words, when we raise up the fallen attribute of Malchus through tzedakah, in other words, there is a sarusa dotata, there's an arousal, an initiative, where we reach out for godliness, then there's a response from God to us, that's called a relationship one-to-one. And it all depends on the repeated act of tzedakah and the accumulated amount of tzedakah. The Maimer is all called Pruto, Pruto Mitzarefes L'Cheshma Godel. As the Gemara says, every coin adds up to a great amount. Godel. Al Derech Maimer is all, and this is related in the spiritual, reflect the spiritual, as the Gemara says, Emasai Godel Havaye Kishu Bi'ira L'Keinu. This condition or the state of Godel, which the coins eat, all the coins add up to a cheshbon godu, to a big number. There is also a condition in godliness that is called godu. As the Gemara says, when is God godu? When he is be'ir elikenu, when he is in the city of God. Ir elikenu is also a reference to Malchus. He bechinas umokim acheshbon. And Malchus is the place or the level in which there is cheshbon, in which there are numbers, in which there are finite beings, because Malchus of Atzilus is the beginning of finite existence. So Cheshbon Godel means, again, the level of Malchus, the Atzilus, where that which is the place of Cheshbon, and it is also Godel, because when God reveals himself through Malchus, that's when we see his greatness. Whereas on the levels higher than Malchus, we don't appreciate godliness and we don't see the greatness. As it says, your eyes are wells in Cheshbon. And the well and Cheshbon both are a reference to Malchus. Malchus d'Atzilus. Because it is through the arousal below, the initiative from below, that which is Hamshochas Chayim Chayim V'Chesed V'Maisa HaTzedakah B'Zotzen HaTev V'Sefer Ponim Yofes. When we give life and kindness in our doing of tzedakah, giving of tzedakah, and we give it good heart, good naturedly, with a friendly countenance, that causes Sarusa Dileilo, that causes the arousal above, Yoir Havayaponov, that God reveals himself, Hu Haoras Vaham Shochas Chain Vachesed Vazotzen Elyin, which means that there is an expression of God's kindness and will, Mechai Hachayim Ensev Baruch Hu, from the source of life, which is God, Asher L'Gdulo Sei Ein Cheke V'Hasaga Klal, whose greatness cannot be understood at all. And from there, from this level of greatness, which is beyond comprehension, it comes to Bechinas Malchus HaMalchus Kol Elamim, it flows down to the level of Malchus, which is the source of all worlds, Almod is Galya, the revealed world, which gives life to all the created beings of all the worlds, higher and lower. And they are already finite worlds. They have a certain number and a certain cheshbon. So that from the level of Godu, where there is no cheshbon, where it's beyond knowing, there comes the kindness and the will and the grace to the lower worlds, to the world of Mispar, to the world of Cheshbon. So although it's a great number of angels in the created world, but still there's a number. And that's what it means by a great Cheshbon. The connection, the merging of the two levels, Cheshbon and Godel. Because through the repeated acts of kindness, of tzedakah, we bring about peace. Peace between the level of Cheshbon and Godel. Because the idea of peace is that it brings together and it merges two opposites. In this case, the opposites are the extreme height of heaven, the level of Godel, the level of God's greatness that is beyond knowing, and the other extreme is Ktzei HaShamayim L'Sato, the lower world, HaMeslabish B'Biyar V'Chinas Gvul HaMisper V'Dal. That element, which is Malchus, that vests itself in Bri, Yetzir, Asiya, which are the lower worlds, the world of limitation and number, V'Dal, and this is sufficient for those who are initiated. In the Hayyim Yayim for the 24th of Cheshvan, the Rebbe writes that in material matters, in Gashmir Dika things, we should always look at the one who is below us, one who has less, and be thankful to God for his kindness. In spiritual matters, we should always look at the one who is higher than us. And here we have to plead with God to grant us the intelligence to learn from the other and the ability and strength to rise to a higher level.